from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators are spreading to more college campuses. Hundreds gathering at George Washington University, including faculty, staff, and students from other D.C. universities. Columbia University, where the movement began, is ramping up security, meanwhile, along the campus perimeter after being made aware of several potentially significant demonstrations that are planned for outside the gates of the Manhattan campus tonight. And the University of Southern California is canceling its main graduation ceremony.
Instead of a graduation ceremony, USC now saying it will have what it calls activities and celebrations to honor commencement. It's because of safety concerns one day after anti-Israel protesters fought with police and riot gear on campus, and debate has been growing about USC's pro-Palestinian valedictorian, who the school banned from speaking at the ceremony. Now there won't be a ceremony. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The defense will continue to question former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker when Donald Trump's New York hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The Supreme Court today heard the former president's arguments that he can't be prosecuted for efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
In the end, the court seemed to be searching for a middle ground, a line between presidents' official acts and their purely personal deeds, which could be grounds for prosecution. And they hinted they could send the whole case back down to the trial court for further proceeding.
ABC's Terry Moran. President Biden in upstate New York, where Micron Technology plans to build a campus of computer chip factories.
All manufacturing of leading-edge chips moved to Asia years ago. That's why today this is such a big deal, and it is a big deal.
The first plant would open in 2028. Stocks tumbled today but closed off their session lows. You're listening to ABC News. The Pentagon confirms that the U.S. military started building a pier off the coast of Gaza to get much-needed humanitarian aid into the war-torn area. And as that work started, a mortar attack was carried out near the site.
When it comes to the temporary pier and the causeway, those are being constructed offshore, out at sea, and are, you know, essentially nowhere near mortar range.
That's Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is warning that Iran, China, North Korea, and Russia are aligning their interests and increasing military cooperation by sharing resources. He also warned China about helping Russia and wanting more cooperation with the West. A new way to crack down on power plant pollution.
The Biden administration is announcing a series of new rules to cut pollution emitted from coal and natural gas-fired power plants, impacting the air, water, land, and climate. The EPA says power plants account for more than one quarter of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., making them one of the most potent sources of climate pollution. The agency claims these four new regulations, taken together, will represent a massive reduction in pollution and hundreds of billions of dollars in climate and public health benefits. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Venice is testing a new program that charges tourists who aren't staying overnight in the Italian city. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.